This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Benishmat Zion Ben Shalom B'chana Tamari. Gabriel Masuda Ben Batsara Shugani Tzivya Shokat Bat Rachamesh Avram Ben Levana Torah Bat Racham. So every night we say in Arvit, Vayotzi et amo Yisrael mitocham l'cherut olam. God took out who? His people. What's our relationship with Hashem? We're His people. And then all of a sudden, the relationship changes. Hama'avir banav ben gizrei yamsuf. What happened? We were His people a minute ago, and now we became His children. Then a few lines later, we say, Ra'u banim et gvurato. His children saw His might. Then we say again, Ra'u banecha al hayam. So Chatam Sofer wonders why first Vayotzi et Amo took out his people. Don't say Vayotzi et Banav. Vayotzi et Amo. And then all of a sudden, his children. So Chatam Sofer says a very important principle. We know that we are the children of Hashem. You know, sometimes you'll hear, they'll say, after all mankind, we're all the children of Hashem. It's nonsense. It's rubbish. We're not all the children of Hashem. Only the Jewish people are the children of Hashem. All of mankind are God's handiwork, Ma'asei Yadav, but only we are His children. When did we become God's children? $1 million question. When did we become God's children? Matan Torah, the time of Abraham Avinu, says Chatam Sofer, we see in the Tefillah, that when God took us out of Egypt, we were His people, but at Yam Suf, we became His children. We became the children of God at Yam Suf. We could infer that from Rashi. Rashi says that when the Egyptians were chasing after us, God lifted us up like a father who's walking in the forest and there's a robber on one side and there's a wild animal on the other side. The father lifts up the child in his arms. So too, the Egyptians were on one side, the Yam was on the other side, and God, like a loving father, embraced us, lifted us up, and we became Banim Al Hayam. Very important principle. Where do we see that? From the tefillah we say every day. Vayotzi et amo. When we left, right, when we have an Eved Ivri, we bore a hole in his ear. We say, you didn't hear the night of Makat Bechorot, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. That means the night of Yitziat Mitzrayim, we were just avadim. But at Yam Suf, hama'avir banav bein gizrei Yam Suf. V'ra'u banim et gvurato. So we could interpret, where did Klal Yisrael make more money? When the money we borrowed from the Egyptians when we left, the klei chesed v'klei zavus malot, or at the yam? The yam. What do Chazal say? Gedola hayta bizat hayam yoter mi bizat Mitzrayim. The money we took from the yam was greater. By the way, that's why Moshe had to tell the Jews, please borrow the money. Did you say, why should we schlep the money? They'll schlep the money to the Yam and we'll get it in the end. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains why Moshe had to beg us to take the money. What are Chazal telling us? That we made more money at the Yam than we made in Mitzrayim? Chazal are giving us, you know, the financial portfolio of the Jewish people, that they got more money at Yam Suf than they got out of Egypt? No, Chazal are telling us something more important. The spiritual wealth we got at the Yam was greater than we got when we left Egypt. What was the spiritual wealth we got out of Egypt? We became avadim to Hashem. But gedola hayta bizat hayam yoter mi bizat Mitzrayim. The spiritual wealth that we became children to Hashem at the Yam Suf was greater than the spiritual wealth we got when we came out of Egypt, that we were only avadim. This is important to focus on every night by Arbit, that we become Banim Lamakom at Kriyat Yamsuf. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi Omer, Rosh HaKadosh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.